ABC Radio Australia.
Mangrove forests are a hub for animals like fish, crabs and birds, providing an important source of food and income for many Papua New Guinean coastal communities. But they're under threat, not just in PNG, but across the world. Rising sea levels are causing many mangrove forests to die, while over-harvesting them to use as firewood or as building materials is also adding to their decline. It's an issue that women from one coastal village in PNG's central province are working hard to fix, and now they're hoping others will follow their lead. Marion Farr with this story.
When Mari Mame looks at the healthy mangroves surrounding her home, she feels immensely proud.
The mangroves were important because they will bring us fresh air and also they will bring in the marine resources like fish, crabs. They will have a house and a home to live in.
Mari lives at Pokama Village, about 100 kilometres from PNG's capital, Port Moresby. For the past 6 years, Pokama women have been replanting mangroves around their village, which were severely damaged from over-harvesting and climate change.
Firstly, we didn't even know about the mangroves. We had the mangroves, but we didn't know what to do with them. We only used them for firewood when they were dried and building houses. But later on, we realized through our NGO, that's when they trained us and they taught us. And then that's when we knew that mangroves were more important to us.
The project began with help from a non-profit group called Papua New Guinea Centre for Locally Managed Areas. But now, Pokama residents have taken mangrove replanting into their own hands.
I am so interested in what I'm doing now because it's made a lot of changes.
Mari Mame says reviving the mangrove forest has brought plenty of fish, crabs and other sea creatures back to Pokama.
When we started the replanting, we saw a lot of changes in our area. We saw more fish coming in and some of the things that we didn't expect. Crabs are just coming in like left, right and center.
She says it's also helping to reduce the impact of climate change, which is threatening her home. Mangroves store carbon from the Earth's atmosphere, helping to combat global warming. They also protect coastlines from being washed away by rising seas.
Before we started, there was a bit of erosion and the sand, the beach have been washed away by the sea. So we took this initiative to do something to protect our village and our place, our area.
Maxine Anjiga is the executive director of Papua New Guinea Centre for Locally Managed Areas, which ran the mangrove replanting workshops at Pokama.
So we taught them the basic skills of nesting the seedlings, transplanting them, looking after them. And then the project ended in 2019. But the community continues because they have that sense of ownership. They have to do this on a volunteer basis for their future generation.
She says the project is also providing a new source of income for the village.
We identified different resources that the women would collect to consume and to sell, and then we'd help them to do small market survey in Port Moresby and help them to sell them mud crab. Before the COVID-19 came and hit us, we helped them so they were selling to an exporter that was exporting the crab to Singapore for when there is high demand. It's selling 60 kina per kilogram, which I think is about 30 Australian dollars.
It also led to research by the University of Papua New Guinea in 2019, which found Pokama's mangrove forest was the most diverse in the country. The study identified 72 different mangrove species, 6 of which are listed as rare, threatened, or endangered. Maxine Anjiga says the project has been a huge success, but getting started wasn't easy. She says the aim was to involve women in the replanting, but that proved challenging in a community governed by male chiefs.
So normally women would not have a chance to come out and do what they're doing. They would follow the instructions of the male leaders.
Maxine says involving men in the process was key to the project's success.
I just went and asked the chiefs politely that we would like to run trainings here, we would like the permission for the women to come and participate in our training. Would you allow us? And so the chief said, in order to get the women to participate, you're not going to do this yourself. You're going to get the male from this community, and the male is going to organize your women. And so We followed the chief's advice and we got the men to organise the women.
Frances Roma was appointed to help organise the team of about 40 women involved in the planting.
We see that this project is very, very important because we could see the impact that it's having on our community and our people and our environment. It will help us to sort of cool our environment, and we are encouraging our young generation and our young ones to continue to keep planting mangroves.
Mari Mame says the project has empowered women in her village.
Actually, when we women are out doing all the planting and everything, I mean, our husbands take care of our children and also take care of their grandparents when all the women are out doing their work.
Maxine Angiga says the approach could be a model for other coastal communities.
We got the women are leaders, women are doing this rehabilitation, women are speaking, women are doing everything they are doing because we went through the male leadership, we got the male leadership advice, we went to the husbands. So we feel like we made a breakthrough. We used the traditional system for the women to participate and take the lead, and we are happy to and looking forward to find means and ways to replicate this in other mangrove communities in the country.
Mari Mame agrees, and she says time is of the essence.
We really want to go out to other villages and other provinces to help them plant mangroves to protect their seashores. We've been trained to do that, and we want to help them to protect their area, because at the moment, like some of the villages, they've been washed away by the sea and they are moving to higher grounds. That's the thought that came to us, that we should be helping others to do that.